He didn't like to hurry. He liked to shuffle. At the same moment, something whizzed past him, a wheel on its side, racing as if alive across the highway. And then I saw the object's face, a clock with no hands. I awoke and it was dark. I lay there for a time reliving the dream, feeling other dreams stacked behind it. I slowly began to recall the entire body, telescoping backwards, letting my mind stitch the fleeting pieces together. I was high in the mountains. I trustingly followed my guide along a narrow, winding path. We were on a high, straight drop. I froze, gripped by an irrational fear of the emptiness before me. He stood with confidence, but I had trouble getting a true footing. I tried to reach for him, but he turned and left. "How can you leave me here?" I cried. "How shall I get back?" I called to him, but he didn't answer. When I tried to move, loose earth and stone broke away. I could not see any way out except for falling or flying. And then the physical terror lifted, and I was on the ground before a low whitewashed structure with a blue door. A youth in a billowing white shirt approached me. "How did I get here?" I asked him. "We called to Fred." "Would you like some tea?" "Yes," I said. "Would you like some saffron cake?" "Yes," I said, suddenly hungry. "We saw you were in danger. We intervened, and we called to Fred. He swept you up and carried you here." "He is dead," I thought. "How is that possible?" "There is a matter of a fee," said the youth. 100,000 dirhams. "I'm not sure I have that much money, but I will get it." I reached into my pocket, and it was filled with money, exactly what he asked for. But the scene had shifted. I was alone on a stony path, surrounded by chalky hills. I paused to reflect on what had happened. Fred had rescued me in a dream. And then suddenly I was back on the highway, and I saw him in the distance, trailing after the wheel with the face of a clock with no hands. "Get it, Fred," I cried. And the wheel collided with a massive cornucopia of lost things. It fell on its side, and Fred knelt and placed his hand on it. He turned and flashed a huge smile, one of absolute joy, from a place with no beginning and no end. Nothing can stop this from being the best day ever. Nothing can keep us from where we should be. I wanted the world, but you knew better. And immortality. Love, love is all we have left. A baby cries on a doorstep. Love is all we have left. Love is all we have left. You argue 'cause you can't accept. Love is all we have left. on the other end of the telescope. A billion stars in the sky. So many stars, so many ways of seeing. This is no time not to be alive. Love, love is all we have left. A baby cries on a doorstep. Love is all. Thank you. That little song is by U2. I was at a U2 concert in Madison Square Garden. Bono and The Edge came on, and they did that little song. And as soon as I heard it, I stole it. Well, we're winding to the end of our strange and miraculous journey. Not yet. Just winding. But you know why it's miraculous? Because we're still here. So I have to say, it's been really nice being with all of you. And we're not done yet. We still have a few more little bricks to trip across. And before the night's over, I'm going to get a look at you. We seek, that wasn't very good. Imagine like if like, of you know, Laurence Olivier came out like that and was like, Tubi, Tubi. It must be like a Shakespearean nightmare that, you know, your voice is going to crack at a really important part. Forsooth, you know, or something. We seek to stay present. Even as the ghosts attempt to draw us away, our father manning the loom of eternal return, our mother wandering toward paradise, releasing the thread. In my way of thinking, anything is possible. Life is at the bottom of things and belief at the top, while the creative impulse, dwelling in the center, informs all. We imagine a house, a rectangle of hope, a room with a single bed, with a pale coverlet, a few precious books, a stamp album, walls papered in faded floral, fall away and burst as a newborn meadow speckled with sun and a stream emptying into a greater stream where a small boat awaits with two glowing oars and one blue sail. When my children were young, I contrived such vessels. I set them to sail, though I didn't board them. I rarely left the perimeter of our home. I said my prayers in the night by the canal, draped by ancient long-haired willows, and the things that I touched were living. My husband's fingers, a dandelion, a skinned knee, a little girl's hand, living things. I believe in movement. I believe in the light-hearted balloon, the world. I believe in midnight and the hour of noon. But what else do I believe in? Sometimes everything, sometimes nothing. It fluctuates like light flitting over a pond. I believe in life, which one day each of us shall lose. When we are young, we think we won't. We think that we're different. As a child, I thought I would never grow up and that I could will it so. And then I realized, quite recently, that I had crossed some line, unconsciously cloaked in the truth of my chronology. How do we get so damn old, I say to my joints, my iron-colored hair. Now I am older than my love, my departed friends. Perhaps I will live so long that the New York Public Library will be obliged to hand over the walking stick of Virginia Woolf. I would cherish it for her and the stones in her pocket, but I would also keep on living, refusing to surrender my pen.
Pissing in a river, watching it rise. Tattoo fingers shy away from me. Voices, voices mesmerize. Voices, voices beckon and see.
Tony Shanahan, Jesse Paris Smith, Jackson Smith. We the people. Okay, come on, people. Let's peel some potatoes. great. I just want to say quickly, when I was a young girl, I always thought it would be so cool to do something at the Minetta Lane Theater. That was about half a century ago. I made it.
This has been an Audible Originals production of Patti Smith at the Minetta Lane, Words and Music. Performed by Patti Smith, Jesse Paris Smith, Jackson Smith, and Tony Shanahan. Patti Smith appears courtesy of Columbia Records. Produced by Tony Shanahan. Executive producer, Preston Copley. Recorded and mixed by James Frazee. Live sound by Daryl Bassino. Mastered by Alan Douches at Westside Music. Autumn Day from the Essential Rilke, selected and translated by Galway Kinnell and Hannah Liebman. Translation copyright 1999 by Galway Kinnell and Hannah Liebman. By permission of HarperCollins Publishers. Just Kids by Patti Smith. Copyright 2010 by Patti Smith. By permission of HarperCollins Publisher. Excerpts from M-Train, read aloud by Patti Smith, used by permission of Knopf Penguin Random House, LLC. Copyright 2018 by Audible, Inc. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.